I don't always podcast, but when I do, it's Jet Theory Radio. And welcome to Jet Theory Radio. This is our very first episode. I am David, but you may know me better as the one they call Jetter. I want to thank you in advance for tuning in, giving our podcast a try as we have our very first discussion with our first guest, the entire band, well, almost entire band of Later Days. As always, the man that you'll be hearing to my left joining me with each podcast is going to be Mr. Gail Murren,
the Shady Justice. The voice of reason.
Don't mind him, folks. It's just been a long night, and he's just full of himself these days. Gail, how excited are you for the first podcast?
I'm excited. We get to go learn about a tour, which I went on.
Oh, it was... You guys went on tour. We had discussions about that. We got into nerdy subjects like Pokemon Go, which I know you enjoyed immensely during the taping of the podcast.
Oh, it's fantastic. I just love my Pokemon. Sorry, had to throw up.
Don't worry, we get into lots of other conversations. This will be the first of two that we'll sit down and talk with the band. And between each segment, we spliced in a sample of some of their musics. I do highly recommend going and checking them out. They are on Spotify. You can find them on Amazon Prime. I just found out this morning I could say, "Hey, Alexa, play some Later Days," and Alexa would play it. The little Echo, my Echo Dot and the Echo itself.
Yes, they're also on iTunes.
All right, and here we go. Okay, you know, your brain is being fueled by some sort of green canned beverage right there. What do you have right there in front of you to quench the thirst?
Today I'm drinking Circle in honor of their 6th anniversary on March 11th. I'm drinking Envy. Now Sam's drinking it.
Mm-hmm. Ain't no Later Days beer, but that's fine.
I know it's not.
Yeah, why weren't you drinking something like that?
You drink the Later
Days
beer.
That's okay. That's okay. We'll let this slide for you this one time.
It's an anniversary beer, Cheddar.
That's fine.
It's an anniversary.
It's okay. First anniversary of doing this podcast.
Anniversaries mean nothing to you?
No.
Are
well,
we not
going to
have an anniversary episode?
They will. Yeah, there's a certain anniversary I'm hoping.
310 or 311?
311.
311 is a good band.
Chill.
Here we go. And what is the color of your energy?
Dude, I'm trying to come original.
It's green.
Up. It's amber.
It's amber green.
So we're original.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Mm-hmm. It'll be long.
This is technically going to be our first one that we're going to be out. So we've got several guests, and we have several guests for a reason, because we have an entire band on today. Yes. Fresh from their, do we want to say the Continental U.S. tour? Is that a good descriptor there?
East Coast, Midwest?
I believe it's
Continental Breakfast Tour.
The Continental, fresh from their Continental Breakfast Tour.
Sponsored by Denny's.
Sponsored by Denny's.
Next tour.
We have.
Here's a real grand, the tour was a real grand slam.
Later Days is on the podcast.
We played two shows in Miami.
Jesus Christ.
As like one very important person who's not here right now, but hopefully we'll be saying later, here we go.
I got the VIP, very important posing.
Mm-hmm.
Let's do this.
Should we introduce them?
Yes, yeah, let's go around, go introductions.
VIP.
Can you do the real introduction? Give me Nathaniel posing right now.
My name is Nathan Philip Natanya Tuck Posen, a.k.a. Young Morrissey, a.k.a. El Papel, a.k.a. the owner of FYF Records.
DJ Stinking.
And old, stuff like that.
DJ Old Ass Weed.
DJ Old Ass Weed.
So who's standing to my left?
God, I don't have a clever title like that. Sam Rich, a.k.a. Dumpster James Dean. That's all I got on that one.
And then back, though, since we only have a limited amount of space up here at the bar, there's a peanut gallery going over on the couch. Guys, give a shout out.
Who's on
the couch? Hey, I'm Brendan. I don't have a nickname.
Brendan.
I'm Brendan.
It's actually a
what do you play?
Pop punk Richard Simmons.
I sing in the band, and I work at City Gear.
Okay. And who else is on the couch?
Yeah, Maddie, I can't help where I'm from. Angst.
Alright, what do you play?
I play the four string.
I play the mouth harp.
I play the retard guitar.
I play the washboard in the goddamn tub.
Your fucking jaw harp. It's actually a Jew harp, oddly enough. That's a real thing. Well, oh, really? I have one. I'll bring it over. It's called Jew. It said box says Jew harp.
The box said it.
The box says it.
Okay. Sound like a Jewish piano. You know, cash register.
All right, my parents should probably see this. Let's get it.
Oh, we've got, there's a lot I want to talk to you guys, especially coming back from the tour. How do you feel?
I'm tired.
Tired, stressed out, relaxed. Tired. You've had like, what, almost a week since the last show?
Has it been a week?
Probably. No.
Like 5 days.
No, we played on Saturday. It's been six days.
Six days since we last saw Leo.
No, we all just got back to work and we were all just like texting each other, realizing how much we totally hate our jobs and totally hate being back in Austin.
Unless you're listening, love it.
Great. Austin's great.
Love that job.
South by's great.
Making the money, doing the stuff.
Right now at all.
No traffic now, but it's going to be coming up soon. No. Do you guys have any days planned for South by?
Just the last day.
Where at?
Playing the Dirty Dog on the 19th.
No.
Playing Grizzly.
No. Oh, oh, they're lunch. Oh, playing Grizzly Hall on the 19th.
Our friends are playing Dirty Dog tomorrow, 311 Day. Gold Steps and Forever Starts Today are playing.
Is that tomorrow?
I think Kidding Subset are playing tomorrow.
Really is
tomorrow. We're playing on Sunday, the 19th at Grizzly Hall with our friends in Charmer, Almost Famous Friends. Concept is playing, and Will. It's going to be pretty dope.
There you go.
That a bit closer, like that plug?
There you go.
Plug it.
Can you plug that loud?
Like a butt.
Yeah.
Grizzly Hall.
Grizzly
playing
Hall.
Grizzly Hall on the. Is this gonna premiere before then?
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Sam, I defer to you.
Man, I don't know where.
Man, I don't know.
Man,
my surf band's playing tomorrow at Nomad.
You guys got the man with all the words, the voice of later days.
It's true.
Let's switch out.
I want to plug my other band. My other band's playing tomorrow. The Del Vipers were a surf band, instrumental surf band from Austin, Texas. Been around about like 8 or 9 years.
So good. I like them.
We're playing Surf by Surf East at Nomad Bar.
I'm
going to be playing Sleep by Sleep West.
Nap by
North. Nate East.
Is the stage just your bed, I assume?
Sam got Nick started.
All right, let's do it. Let's make a rule for this whole podcast game. Every
well,
time,
this is his.
And no, I know. I'm saying this is going to liven up the conversation.
Can we?
Can we? Okay, I'm sorry. Can we? To flavor things up as the night goes on, because we're going to get saucy as the night goes on with material. Every time we do a peanut gallery change, we do.
I am not.
Do you guys
want to
line them
up?
I have work tomorrow morning, and I defer my shots to this one.
I'll just let you know we got some endurance going because this is going to be this. I am assuming it's going to be an extra long one, so we're going to cut it up. So
we'll cheers. That's fine. That's fine. Everything's fine. No, we're fine. We're good.
Cheers by Cheers West.
Mm-hmm.
So then, okay, back
to official plug.
Official plug, please.
Later Days next show is at Grizzly Hall on Sunday, March 19th. We're playing the South by Southwest Hangover with some really great bands, Concepts, Unwill. We're playing with our friends in Charmer and Almost Famous Friends, and there's a lot of other great bands playing there. Come and Take It Productions is throwing it on. It's going to be a great event. Everybody should come out and party. We hope to see you there. Was that a good plug?
That's a good plug. I
all
like
right.
that. That gets it all out
right. I really channel. I kind of blacked out there for a moment because I've been drinking for a while. So it took a while for me to gather that.
But it's all just, it comes just naturally. You just got that
Thanks.
Flow going. And just...
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
This is my radio voice, baby.
It's a radio right, well... you get that deep down.
He's a real high stepper.
Because I did want to talk a little bit about Austin and the different scenes here, because this is technically my third South by Southwest year I've been here.
Yeah.
The first year I didn't go see any bands or anything like that, didn't go to any concerts.
Mm-hmm.
I think we walked around, we did Interactive, right, Murren?
Yeah.
Okay, so we got all that fun stuff there. And then last year, I went walking around, I think more on the east side, just a couple of spots with a couple of friends' bands, like nothing big.
We got drunk and drank at the Turkish house last year.
Yeah.
Oh, we did. So were you there? The Russian house?
No, he
wasn't. Was it the Russian house?
I think it was a Turkish house.
He wasn't there.
We were trying
it was a Polish house.
We were trying to get in a Third Eye Blind, right?
Yeah, it's Polish house.
No, it was the Russian house.
Was it?
It was the Russian house. We were trying to get in the Third Eye Blind, and the door guy was like, there's no way you guys are going to get in, and we were just waiting in line there, and he's like, you guys can't stand here. And we were like, this is public, right?
Yeah, because there's a picture of me in a weird hat.
There's about 10 it's about 10 pictures of the girly drinks I got Kyle at the Jackalope.
Sweet, sweet Kyle.
No, I mean, Bender got...
Bender did not get in. He watched from the outside.
No, but he... we went and got that chicken, Gus's chicken.
Oh,
I was a vegetarian at the time.
That, you just heard some of the NSYNC vocal harmonizing that happens naturally between Nate and I.
Well, I was heard. Oh.
You guys hit it just in the right spot. It was good.
It's fucking beautiful.
We finish each other's
paragraphs.
That's right. We're long talkers. We talk long
and hard.
If you're gonna talk long, better talk hard.
A great lucky old. We're big fans of yours, Dua Cooks.
So where's the good spots in this year? Because I'm still I still am relatively new to like the entire Austin music scene.
I
and
feel
to
like
know
South
it.
By is not for us anymore. You know what I mean?
How so?
Like,
let me say, speak for yourself there, just because like.
I know.
It's always a little different. Originally,
South By was started because all the bars were losing business,
mm-hmm.
you know, in the 80s. So they, you know, did this South By thing and it was really small. And now it's just this kind of, you know, like this global party that everybody knows about. You know mm-hmm. what I mean? So it's like...
Yeah, I see a lot of like people just flying to town and stuff like that. The special acts, like you said, Third Eye Blind last year and stuff like that. Is there, like, for me, it's still relatively new. It's still something cool. Mm-hmm. Like, yes, oh,
for sure.
Anybody who's like been here and it's like the 10th year running doing it, it can be a hassle because you've got like life and work stuff.
Yeah.
And the traffic jam is, I'm sure,
that being
wonderful.
Said,
a lot of us service...
of people make a ton of money renting out rooms.
Oh, yeah. Yes. It's great for business in the city and local economics, no doubt. And I think it, like anywhere, it will always be cool when you have great bands and actors and innovators coming to your city. That will always be cool. I think sometimes the thing that will negatively affect it is when people go there just for the sake of being there mm-hmm. versus for the sake of, I want to discover new bands or I want to discover new films or I want to discover new technology.
Is this really the, like, is South By then really the place to go for new bands? Because, like,
When I look at the lineup, I see a lot of bands that I don't know, so mm-hmm. I think it's absolutely, but you know, it's going to vary from person to person,
mm-hmm.
but I think there's, if you're in Austin, there is a very high probability that you are going to discover mm-hmm. a band that you've never heard of before that may pique your interest
mm-hmm.
and is worth, you know, further investigation, listening to more of their records or seeing them at more venues with other bands. Certainly, I think it's a breeding ground for great music. There's no doubt about that, in my opinion.
I will say, when I went last year, I did get to stop at the Russian House, which was really nice mm-hmm. because they had like just Eastern European musicians there. Korean bands were there. It was a nice eclectic,
a cool
like
spot.
Worldly like mix.
Sure,
sure. Yeah.
And honestly, I'd never expected like the sound or anything in that venue to really be as good as it was, because it's pretty
it
much it's like just a very narrow, long hallway.
Yeah.
Yeah.
With like good fine dining.
And it sounded pretty good in there, and it was just a rad show.
Yeah, you're right there, and you're just seeing all this stuff, and like,
it's the shit, dude.
Yeah. I mean, if you have the time, South By is awesome. You know, it's like, you know, I remember we used to just go downtown all day, and you'd find yourself in a situation where you'd go see a band like Norma Jean, and then you'd leave, walk around a corner, and in a back alley, there'd be LL Cool J. So, like, there's that mm-hmm. cool, you know, all the unannounced shows and all the stuff like that. If you have the time, South By is incredible, you know. A lot of us downtown service people don't really get that kind of time during mm-hmm.
Let's check South in with the By. Peanut Gallery. Peanut Gallery, how are you guys feeling about South By?
Yeah, you heard it, folks.
You heard
yeah.
it. Sam
awkward
gives
silence.
Sam gives...
I actually love South By when you can see, like, your favorite artist play in, like, a furniture store at 3:17 p.m. for, like, seven people.
Yeah.
And doing, like, an acoustic set. Like,
yeah.
That's what's amazing about
for sure.
it. If you're active and you're engaged and immersed in that and like trying to find what's what, it can be really fun.
Absolutely,
man. It can be really fun, but you have to really give a solid week of yourself. To
for sure.
Happen.
Yeah.
There's a coworker of mine who took this entire next week off just because she wanted to get around and just like see all of South by that she could.
So that being said, is the like platinum badge or super badge, you think those are still worth it?
Depends who you are. If you're local and you hang out downtown a lot, you probably know the people that can get you into any show.
Mm-hmm.
It's on a person by person basis, but for film, certainly. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, if you want to go to all the premieres and all the stuff like that, you can't beat it. Same thing with tech. Or, like, if you want to see a keynote speaker, I think that's one of the coolest things about South by. I think there's some pretty
good... same thing with film.
Yeah. Is Garth Brooks one of the people this year? There's something... Yeah, that's cool.
Isn't Fassbender and Ridley Scott pretty much talking...
Oh, right.
Alien, like, right now?
Yeah, yeah.
As we're doing this?
Song for...
talking about Covenant and all that right now.
Well, there's also Terrence Malick's new film with Ryan Gosling. Song to Song just came out. I believe Fassbender's in that as well.
My cousin's at that right now. She's been snapping.
For real? Yeah. So I think, you know, I myself have never purchased a platinum wristband, so I couldn't tell you whether or not it's worth it. But I think that immersing yourself in that environment, whether it's for free shows or to go to official events, at least one time is absolutely worth finding out for yourself whether it's something that you're into. And I think for most people who are really just appreciate the arts, whether it's music or film or technology or whatever, I think people will get something out of it.
We all agree for the person who's flying in, who's from Austin, that's probably...
Oh, like, if you're here for an experience, you got nothing to do but go downtown and...
Yeah.
Enjoy, and you're like here to party.
I mean, you're gonna have
a good time.
That's why I'm like, I don't have the same sense of jadedness as other friends of mine who just have the. We're just.
Of course not.
I'm like more burnt out on South by than I'm jaded. You know what I mean? Like the last year, I was like, I can give myself one day to drink, one day to party, and that's it. And that's, you know, it's kind of how I can do it.
Every day.
Oh, is that? That's
17th, next Friday.
Next Friday.
Ooh, we're going to get wild, baby. The thing about Austin is... thing about Austin is you have Austin City Limits, you have South By, used to have Fun Fest, which is now Sound on Sound Fest. So Austin is a melting pot of a music city with festival after festival after festival, all of which are just phenomenal. And for a long time, the scene was very defined by that festival sort of who are the big artists or bands that are attracting people to these festivals. And for a while there, and still continuing to, and rightly so because it's kind of the thing. There's indie and pop and folk. And these are chart toppers, and there's great performers there. But for a while there, Austin got almost exclusively associated with just those genres of music, kind of forgetting about a local scene of punk and rock and hip-hop and EDM and all these other genres. And so I think that it's great for these... festivals come to town. It's great for the city, obviously, and they're a great time for patrons, for sure. If you're purchasing a wristband, you're going to have a good time. There's no doubt about that. But I think that there is, to Nate's point, when we were speaking with Peter Blackstock from Austin American Statesman, Nate said that there is a real resurgence of the emo alternative, kind of late 90s, early 2000s alternative scene. And I think he's absolutely right about it. I mean, we saw there's an NPR headline the other day on Facebook that was talking about how there's a dwindling local music scene in Austin. And I think that's alternative facts. Okay, I love NPR, but there's so many good local rock bands here. And honestly, there's so many good local bands, but I can just name you some rock bands. But even beyond that, there's so much that I don't know that is worth... outsiders and people who live in Austin discovering, for sure.
And see, like, I've never had really a disappointing show anywhere I've been. And it's still, like, it's... There's a variety of music that I like listening to, and I get it everywhere. And I really, like, between all those different genres you said, and even more, I'm still enjoying it. Like, I still like it. There's not... I mean, not to plug anybody or anything like that, but the last show I went to here in Austin, it was a live show that just, my goodness, the roof just came off the place, and the band members...
Was it?
Wait, you didn't come to a release show, did you?
It was who?
Was it Luego Diaz?
Something akin to. Now we got like full on nerds, like full on nerds I know up here.
Okay.
Who? Me? Fuck you.
With the Ecto Cooler High C, drinking that away. Yes.
I'm gonna have to get me some of that.
Definitely. Seriously, get yourself a can here. In a few
moments. Well, it's our buddy Michal gave us three cases when we were in.
Yeah, that was fucking fantastic. Juice box style. Yeah.
Jukebox. Oh, where did he get that?
Like, I don't know where he got that.
Probably bought it at a Walmart.
See.
That's where he buys the Topo Chico. You can buy Topo Chico at most Walmarts.
I have been trying at the finest Wally Worlds here in Austin, all around Austin. I have yet to see a boxed beverage in the high C Ecto Cooler flavor.
Well, I would have given you one, but Eric threw them out. I watched him walk them to the dumpster, and I'm just like, I would have drank
them. Why? So you just went around touring. Mm-hmm. I don't know if it's a closet scenario, if it's all right to say this. You're a Pokemon goer?
Yes.
Okay. I'm a recovering Pokemon goer, but I'm wondering, did you stop and see any good Pokemon Go stops out there?
Actually, no. I logged on a couple times just to see if there was a difference with, like, the area, if I would see something different.
Spoiler alert.
And I actually didn't.
I
was the same stuff that there is here. Mostly, I was just checking gyms to see, what's the big stuff.
Trying to spread a seed.
Mm-hmm. And understandably so, because that's what you got to do to win the game. When I went to Illinois back in October on vacation there, and like the Chicago area and stuff, I did the same thing. I'm like, I'm going to see region-specific Pokemon unlock them and all that fun stuff. Nope. Nada. It was disappointing.
Yeah, it was.
Not that
I care a whole lot, because the game has totally just like died off from where it was, even when they introduced the Gen 2 stuff, but
There was, yeah.
It was more of just, I'm curious, what do they have? And then I was like, eh.
Yeah, and for those who are listening in and are still, not bored to tears with this conversation because it's uber nerdy, I understand. You're probably like Gail over here in the corner giving the thumbs down to the camera, which cannot be displayed in microphone form unless he...
Oh, you're right. Pokemon Go.
That's all right. That's all right.
That's all right. You know what? There is a different nerdy topic that I'm pretty sure we all can get behind.
Yes.
Apparently, March 10th is Mario Day, because Mario, M-A-R, is March. The I is in 1-0. It's Mario Day.
By the time...
like my glass I'm drinking from, it's a warp pipe glass.
I see that.
It's my stolen birthday present from one Eric Braun.
That's pretty awesome.
Oh, yeah, I thought that looked familiar.
I forgot that was stolen.
Yep.
It wasn't
stolen. I opened his cabinet. It was there, and I said, I'm taking this because it's my birthday. And he said, okay.
So here's the real question. Which character from Mario do you identify with and why?
Are we talking about Mario Kart, or are we talking about
Mario Universe? Not
the entire universe?
Yeah.
I'd like to say Luigi, because he always plays second fiddle and he's never up there in front.
Aww.
And he's awesome.
You're Mario today, baby.
Well, I'm Mario right now, but just sharing
you
the
world. You are a tall, lanky man. You can jump pretty high.
It's
high enough.
What's that vertical?
About, oh, I don't know, 3-4 inches maybe?
I am.
If I bring my knees up to my chest, 5.
Okay.
Yeah.
If you had to guess, who would...
You got hops.
Oh, yeah. Murray's got more hops in his beer can than I do.
I'm a Wario guy.
You're a Wario?
Through and through.
What's
so obvious too? Because I'm just mischievous, man.
Just mischievous.
What are you?
Mischievous as fuck. I'm trying to burn it all down. You know, I'm not like Bowser where I gotta kidnap anybody, right? But like.
Oh no, I'm a Goomba. I'm just
Goomba.
Pointless.
Total
I'm
Goomba.
Just pointless.
You're just sitting there, la la la, crush me on the head.
Yep.
Pretty much.
Murray. Mario Day, who are you?
Toad.
Toad?
Ooh. You're kind of a toad.
I'm Toad.
Total Toad.
No, you have the option now. You can be any colored toad you want.
Oh.
Yeah. So what flavor toad? You the original toad? You the princess in another castle toad?
No. I'm blue toad.
Blue toad.
Why is that your favorite color?
No.
I feel like it's masculine.
No.
Can't it be pink?
Because he sort of disappears when he jumps in the sky?
Yes.
That's fair.
So you're the devil player in the new Mario Brothers. I don't think, have you ever played the new Super Mario Brothers?
No, I haven't yet.
The Wii version where you can have like four players up at once?
No, I have not.
It is. It's seriously fun. And I've never played four player. I think I might have once like one half level with some peeps, and it was...
Like the candy?
No, like the new Super Mario, like where you...
Peeps candy?
Oh, peeps, yes, you're referring to that. I call my friends peeps.
Have you ever put a peep in a microwave?
I have, it goes...
Have you put two peeps in a microwave with toothpicks and they battle each other?
Viewers! No,
that sounds so much fun!
Yes. Try that at home.
Try that at home. No, we got video cameras. We can just record that.
Yeah, but you don't have a see-through microwave.
Yeah, we do. It's enough of a screen that's a see-through. We put a couple of these lights
Eric.
In.
Text Eric. Tell him to pick up peeps on the way.
Okay.
All right.
Send that text out. Hey, Eric.
Peeps and toothpicks.
This will be a message from the past for Braun if he ever listens to this. We're sending you mental thoughts of getting peeps on your way over here. So please, pick them up. And if you're hearing this now and you're remembering this, and you're lifting your finger up to the stereo speaker like you probably are as soon as the text comes your way. We love you. So, just to show all of our nerdiness, if it hasn't already been shown already, I wanted to pose a question to you guys and just see what the answer would be. You know how Dazzler from the X-Men is like the only musician kind of mutant?
Yeah.
She has the ability to do lights.
You're getting real nerdy at this point because nobody knows who the fuck Dazzler is.
Didn't she?
Explaining.
No.
He's explaining.
That's fair.
Yeah.
But that's not his question.
I thought she had...
She's
in the
X-Men
appearance?
Video game, and I think she might be in the 90s show... But that's about
yes, the animated series.
She was replaced by Jubilee. Jubilee's in it instead of her.
I thought the later seasons.
No,
yeah, I know for the original cast. Yeah, you're right on. But I thought
Dazzler
made it.
Yeah, no.
Okay, they had an abysmal.
She does do a cameo in the series, but she's not a main character.
Yeah, I know, not a main character.
She is in the video game though.
Because there's really not much to do with her. Like she's a musician. She's a rock star. She's up there and she creates lights effects.
Are you? Yeah.
This was my question. If you guys could have one mutant power to go with the band and to make the live shows better, what would you pick?
I want to give people orgasms, baby, just by looking at them. Just you're enjoying the show? Bam!
Just flash the baby blues
that?
At them and the second eye connection is made.
Boom! Feel it. Guitar solo. Change pants. And we sell pants and underwear. There you go.
That's good. Hey. Cross-promotion.
Cross-promotion for?
Later Days Underwear. Only in tidy whitey.
You know, that sounds really bad because I don't like you tell me Later Days Underwear. The first thought that I think of is a huge, oversized diaper.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, then you don't have to leave.
Huh, true.
Keep washing, baby.
So you wouldn't want the power to have people shit themselves while watching your show?
No,
who would want that?
Well, that's the negative.
I don't want anyone.
I'm not gonna go see it Later Days. I just shat myself. I want to make it all good, baby.
Well, depending on your audience, it could be the best like reaction ever, and there you go.
Mm-hmm.
What about the ability to make people more drunk in case you sound like shit?
I feel like
it's like, ooh, we need to
the ability to have like a duplicate of myself that like comes out of myself and plays, so I can just
go back to the bar.
Yeah.
You want the multiple man. You want the ability to just multiple man it out.
It's like, yeah, I'm gonna go sleep in the van. You fill in for me.
Or like, you know, or yeah, just like, you know, whatever, you know. Claws, play like steel guitar with it.
Ooh,
maybe one extra hand, not two, because that might be crazy.
Mm-hmm.
What can I do with just one extra arm? Just one.
Sure can. I don't see why not.
Why not? Just
this
out
is
my
your
neck.
This like is a, your mutant ability.
Like
what
a
would
high
you want to do
while you play?
Hell yeah, man! Just boozing.
Oh,
we got a response. You're looking at your phone like there's a response from Eric.
Dazzler, no.
Oh, Dazzler. Okay.
Fact-checking piece of shit. In the upcoming American cable television series.
Oh, they all suck.
FX.
They all suck.
By
who cares?
Simon Fuller, based on Marvel Comics.
If it's not any of the 90s shows, it's not good. I'm talking about the early 90s shows.
All right, so what were you picking? You want an orgasm.
I want orgasm on you.
What do you want?
What?
I just said to make people more drunk in case we just sound like shit.
I mean, alcohol makes everyone sound better, so.
True.
So you want to warp the reality.
Yeah, why not?
Why not have, like, what Legion has then and just be able to submerge them in, like, a live, in-theater, like, music video kind of style?
Legion the show?
Mm-hmm. So like, because he's got the...
So I just finished Dawson's Creek.
See,
I'm not there yet.
You're not there yet? You're slowly making your way through the CW shows?
You're a decade and a half.
I'm on Party of, I'm on Party of Five, guys.
It's, he's a decade and a half behind. He's being serious about Party of Five.
I was being serious about Dawson's Creek.
He's definitely serious.
Because I don't want to wait.
That was on tour.
For our lives to be over?
We had to watch that.
He literally, didn't have to watch shit.
No, Nate literally upgraded to unlimited data so he could just keep watching
No,
Party
because
of
it
Five.
Was it was smart, and I'm saving $100, and because God, who I believe in, wants me to watch Party of Five. But
how,
I only believe how, in
How is it? I won't preface it with how
it's,
good it
what
is.
What do you think the show is about? How about that?
A party of five people. The parents died. And the
How
older brother
family
and sister,
of five people?
Family of five, sorry. The parents died, and the older brother and sister have to raise the younger siblings, if I'm not mistaken.
See, I didn't ask for this.
Okay.
When Dawson's Creek ended, it queued up Party of Five, and I was like, this is delightful.
To go from that to the other, why did you not just go to, oh, I don't know, a decent show like Buffy the Vampire Slayer?
Because I watched that like 2 years ago. What I need to watch, though, is Fringe. And I was going to seamlessly go from Dawson's Creek to Fringe to believe that...
Joshua Jackson?
That, like, you know, like, maybe in an alternate reality, this is what happens to Pacey. So we'll get
no,
there.
No, you don't want to... Fringe is... Nah.
It's not worth it?
It stumbles. It's like what X-Files tried to be, where it was decent the first few seasons and the concept was all right, but then it just stumbled out of the gate when it got too big.
I feel like
big.
X-Files is hard to watch the first couple of, like, that first... Like, most of the first episodes are pretty hard to watch. That first episode's a hard watch.
Just because, like, the Monster of the Week style kind of thing?
Yeah,
or just...
and you're like, I need to be, like, you're like, it's 2017, mm-hmm. and I have all these options. X-Files is a fucking long series. What's good? You know what I mean? Unlike fucking Twin Peaks, where you're just like, fuck, like, out the gate.
So this is a, in general, if the peanut gallery wants to respond back for this subject matter, I would love to hear it. How many of you guys are familiar with the movie Almost Famous?
Yeah, yeah. I am.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I said yeah. As
all right.
I'm on drugs!
Yes. So good. Billy Kedrup, Kate Hudson.
Oh, fantastic film. Cameron Crowe.
Great. Great Leckheld.
His when he did the Pearl Jam documentary, that got me actually back into Pearl Jam after not listening to over years. He knows what he's doing.
It's very good.
It's you.
I should, shouldn't I?
Netflix.
Is it on there?
It should be.
What is it called?
It's not on Netflix anymore?
No.
Like Pearl Jam 20. I'll see if it's on Amazon Instant. I'll let you
zip it on over to me.
I'll Serbian film it to you.
You gotta watch his Sigur Rós one. That's the one.
For real?
He follows them, they play in like...
Jonesy?
They play in like volcanoes.
Cameron
Crowe? Yeah. They play like outdoors on the sides of mountains.
That's dope as shit, dude.
Now you're talking about my shit.
Why don't you guys play that kind of venue? I would love to see that.
A volcano? We're working on it.
Invite us. We're not
definitely
clock,
working.
That's some death clock shit.
I'm
right
already there, man.
That's on your Hawaiian tour,
I've
right?
actually been speaking to Sven Smigaspold.
We are playing on a mechanical troll that is 360,000 feet in the air.
We wanted the Zeleta days to play on the volcano holes, yeah? And we said,
da.
So, it's not happening.
It's a question, but it's not a question.
We say, yeah, but it's not
yes.
a...
It's a rising inflection. It sort of like makes it trail off.
You
it's
say
like,
no, we
yes,
show,
but it's kind of a
tenants.
Question.
Yes. See,
Yes.
See, y'all seen Hostel? Just kidding. Carry on.
So what's the question?
The question I have is, there's the moment when the whole band is like at odds and ends, and then they're on the tour bus on to the next stop, and to get this everybody back together, Tiny Dancer starts playing, and they all start
great.
Singing along to
it's
it.
It's great. What's,
so
what's,
my question,
what's our what's
my
our
question
glue
to the band is,
song?
What song could start playing right now that you guys would all start singing along to.
Definitely Blue by Savage Garden.
It would be I want to dance with somebody is the correct Jesus. Answer to that.
I want to
we got
I want to feel the heat with somebody. I want somebody to love me.
No, it'd probably be something by Slayer. Sam's choice.
Slayer?
Did all get us going though?
Like, honestly? I'd get going on Slayer.
It would be like Michael Jackson probably. It would be something weird.
Going MJ?
Yeah, probably.
Somebody Three Doors Down, probably.
Our tastes are so eclectic, though.
Like, I would say...
If you, like, really break everybody down for, like, what they, like, genuinely like, mm-hmm. as, like, you know...
But there's no, like, connecting, like, stupid pop song really blue?
There is.
Oh, for
we
sure.
We have not found that yet.
Okay, so I don't know what the song per se is, but I can say that... Well, Matt, I don't know how you feel about some of these bands, but I think that one of the... A few of the bands that we found common interest in were Third Eye Blind, Jimmy Eat World, Acceptance.
See, he doesn't really like Third Eye Blind, though.
That's fine. I'm just, like, throwing out... I'm just throwing out some stuff there. But we definitely like... I mean, Jimmy Eat World, I think, is a
but
big binder.
But you wouldn't have me being like, Sugar, I'm asphalt! And that's what he's, like, talking about. You wouldn't, like... That would be like, Salt, Sweat, Fuck, Yeah!
That's why I'm not saying we have a song. I'm saying we have, like, certain bands that, like, bind us. I'm not going to say we all agree on a song, but I think that there are certain bands that we can all agree on.
That's not the question.
So then, what... on the road trip, when you guys were doing the tour, what music were you listening to there?
That's so funny. This is the first tour.
Headphones.
I will say, from the headphones, touring veteran over here, this is the first tour that there's not been a stereo. Everyone literally
technology.
Had their own headphones.
Technology.
It
baby.
Was like fucking quiet and just eerie, and you just heard like every little nuance of the van that was ticking. And like when I toured, it was like 4 a.m. You're in Boise, Idaho, and you're in your underwear, and you're pissed, and you're drunk off Sambuca, and it's like, can you turn off Arch Enemy? Like. Fuck you,
Arch Enemy,
dude!
Media,
like,
great.
Fuck this! This sucks. Like, that was
now,
great.
Now what we got is a we just, yeah we've got a we all had headphones in. It was a beautiful experience. It's very
but yet the certain song is my charger to me.
Charger
you.
That's right. Yeah, we would text each other about like, hey, you're right next to me.
Afford it.
Smell that.
That happened.
Smell that.
I
did that.
You're
hashtag litter
bits.
In the
enclosed space. We actually did that on the way home.
We had farts.
We were texting each other.
There were farts.
We pretty much,
I was trolling you pretty hard.
And you were
with
trying.
Pictures. So
you
I was like texting you pictures of like horrible things I was making of you.
It's true. You fucking asshole. No, but I love it. I love it.
So, this song. What song were you belting out?
What was it on now? I don't remember.
There was a Michael Jackson song. You brought it up.
It sounds like something I would do.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not saying it wasn't me. I'm sure it was, and I'm sure it was ridiculous. Because why would I sing something that people like really want to hear? You know, that's absurd.
I mean...
So no Smooth Criminal.
So you no, it would have been like...
No Billie Jean.
It was a moment, like right before we started the podcast,
mm-hmm.
we did a shot.
Mm-hmm.
We played Danger Zone.
Did I sing Danger Zone?
Moment. No.
Oh.
But it was a moment like that. It's like the headphones.
Zone.
I'm pretty sure
Loggins, bro.
It really happened in Chicago. We were coming up, and we kind of came up on Lakeshore Drive, and you started saying something, and it just happened.
What was it?
Everyone took their headphones off because, hey, there's Soldier Field. Hey, there's this. And Eric is being very touristy and being.
Well, they're like, "Sweet Caroline, fuck you, stuff."
Yeah.
No, it was not
someone
that.
Someone in that park, I fucked someone on that bench.
I will say there was
puked right there.
I will say there was
church
like
parking lot.
Oh, you know what? There was a lot of Alanis Morissette happening.
Oh, no, bye.
Oh, so this one I like me the Corba Corner guy.
God, this is so ironic.
And it's funny. It's so like there was no music in the van, which is great because I just whip out my phone and just press play and just kind of hold it.
Yeah.
And let everybody just kind of look back and be like, "This guy's a piece of shit." And it's just like, I want you to know. You know, it's like, oh, no, man, it's good. A lot of soul coughing on that tour.
So we know if the band...
I forgot about the soul coughing.
Soul
Let the
coughing.
Man go through.
That's
love
a
that
great
shit.
Band
That's my
name.
Shit.
That's
that
a great band name.
Love that band. I legitimately, God. Not ironically, love that band.
Fucking worst band.
Soul coughing.
Soul coughing, man.
Soul coughing.
What? Super bomb bomb, super bomb. It's awful,
yeah.
In the best way.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, we've all got our dirty skeleton in the closet.
The keyboard player. So if you don't know who Soul Coughing is, it's a band where like the singer kind of does poetry and sings like this all the time. They have a keyboard player that plays samples the whole time. It's a really weird drummer and a stand-up bass player. And at the end of the band, the keyboard player said that the songs were his because he put out subliminal messages through his keyboard to make them write the songs that they wrote and was totally serious about it. That's my story about Soul Coughing. I think it's great. Do you remember Super Bomb Bomb? This is all over MTV.
MTV?
Yeah, in the 90s.
Oh, well. I didn't really... Well, on occasion I'd watch MTV, but it was when it was still its rock stuff.
Did you move upside and let the man go through?
Hmm?
Good man. All right.
What's their famous song? What's that?
This
called?
Is the famous. Oh, I don't need to walk around in
oh,
circles.
Oh yeah.
What's the name of that song?
It's called Circles.
Let me find it for the crowd. Is there it is.
Oh
now,
yeah.
Everyone,
it's a great song. Whatever. Hey, I'm here by me. I'm here.
Why can't that be your guys' tiny dancer?
This is our tiny dancer because they don't like this shit. And yeah, I just like it because it's different. I don't know.
Is this your favorite song, Brendan?
I like it.
Forever. Always that one. Who is this? Alright, that's enough of that.
Going to be a good note for us to leave on today as we're running out of time. Please come back for the second episode where we continue the second half of our conversation with the band Later Days. I do highly recommend going out and checking out their album. They are once again on Spotify. You can see them on Amazon Music, iTunes, just anywhere that you find great music. Coincidentally enough, their great music will be there as well. Catch them up on social media. I follow them myself on Instagram, and it's at LaterDaysTX. LaterDaysTX. As for us, if you want to go ahead and follow us on social media, we are Jet Theory Radio, J-E-T-T Theory Radio. You can put a .com on the end of that to go to our website, or that's our handle on both Instagram and Twitter. And we've also got a YouTube channel where you'll find complete episodes as well as snippets of some video that we take during the show. Mr. Shady Justice, any parting words for those that tuned in and decided to tune you out this week?
No, I don't have any parting words, but this was a fun one.
That it was. Thank you, guys, and until next time, James, take us home.